You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
One of the pivotal events of World War II was the surprise Japanese attack on the United States military base at Pearl Harbor on Sunday, December 7, 1941. Until that time, America had remained neutral in the war that was raging on the other side of the Atlantic. But the attack on Pearl Harbor spurred the country to action. After the attack that destroyed three battleships and cost hundreds of lives, the Japanese general who had planned it declared, "We have awakened a sleeping giant and instilled in him a terrible resolve." Sure enough, in the aftermath of the devastating attack, the entire American nation rallied to join the war effort. The American army joined the fight, and the outcome of the war was radically altered as a result. Our ultimate mission in this world as a Jew is Kiddush Hashem. The Torah tells us, "B'chol levav v'chol v'chol nafshcha," to mekadesh Shem Shemayim with our entire lives. And Chazal point out that "b'chol levav v'chol" is referring to the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara. How does a person serve Hashem with his Yetzer Hara? When the letters of the word Ra are reversed, they spell the Hebrew word Er, Ayin Resh, awake. The purpose of the existence of evil is for us to become heir, to awaken us and cause us to become strong. Fighting and overcoming the Yetzer Hara helps us develop spiritual strength. In that sense, the Yetzer Hara can be likened to a boxing coach who will fight his own student with all his might in order to train him to overcome the most powerful opponent. For the coach, there is no greater joy than being defeated by his own student, for it means that his training was successful. Similarly, the Yetzer Hara's ultimate goal is for us to defeat him. We are living in an era that is filled with nisyonos and challenges. As our spiritual coach, the Yetzer Hara is throwing more numerous and powerful blows at us than ever before. Everywhere we turn, there are temptations and opportunities for sin. And if the Yetzer Hara is presenting all these enticements to us, it must mean that he's making a supreme effort to empower us, to awaken us. The Rambam teaches in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah that when a person refrains from sinning or performs a mitzvah with no other motivation than serving Hashem, he creates a massive Kiddush Hashem. Rav Avram Shor pointed out at a Agudas Yisrael convention that the challenges of modern technology by their very nature present us with the most private nisyonos possible. A person could easily be ensnared by these temptations without anyone else being aware. Therefore, when a person chooses to resist their pull, it is solely out of a sincere desire to serve Hashem. Rav Shor added that this situation, the likes of which has never existed before, is clearly divinely ordained for the purpose of creating a massive Kiddush Hashem. During World War II, the United States of America entered the war only when the country recognized that it had an enemy and was facing a severe threat. We too must recognize that we are fighting a major war, the war against the Yetzer Hara. Let's turn the Ra into air and awaken the sleeping giant within ourselves. This can result in bringing the ultimate Kiddush Hashem with the coming of the Geula.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.